Yo, 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 breakfast baddies. I'm recording this from my car because it's a bit weird to record it in front of my children.
In your car, Kevin. Sounds more like a wind tunnel. JFC.
Anyway, yeah, on this show. Oh, hey, Alan, by the way. How you doing, Alan?
Get on with it, mate. Let's not pretend to be friends.
I hope you had a good week.
Prick.
Hey, on this show, we got some James Bay news.
Rare.
Ninjas, are they real?
No.
Sharks?
Awesome.
Which celebrities we'd like to punch?
You, sir. Square in the nose.
Make it a murderer. Got some Badger and Skinny Pete news as well. Okay, enjoy the show. Bye.
I am thinking of visiting Peru this summer. Do you think Badger and Skinny Pete would like to come along with me, Kevin? I reckon they would go down a treat over there. Lols.
And welcome to Breakfast Bad. Here we are in a new venue.
New venue.
Owen, why is it called Breakfast Bad?
Because we like breakfast and we like Breaking Bad.
Okay, Steph.
Although, have you started watching Better Call Saul yet?
I've only watched half of the first episode.
Is that as in series two or is in series,
series two?
Series two.
Is it?
So, it's growing on me more than the last one did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't watch the first one.
I quite like towards the end. I can't remember.
I really liked the beginning of the first series, and then it was like meh, and then it ended all right.
Hmm.
But this one, yeah, I think I get it a bit more. I'm not expecting that kind of
boom.
Yeah.
It's more laid back, isn't it?
Much more laid back.
We're all eating crumpets, it's really hard to talk.
Well, you just ruined the next part, didn't you?
Huh? Yeah, what were you having for breakfast today, Steph?
Crumpets, I don't know.
What are you wearing today, Steph?
A onesie. Why am I wearing a onesie? Because I only woke up when Kev got to the door.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, my alarm went off, and then I forgot we were doing this, and I fell back to sleep. And then I heard the doorbell go, and I was like, I looked out the window, and I couldn't see, like, a car or, like, a DPD thing or anything. So I was like, oh, they'll come back, whoever they are. And just, like, left the doorbell ringing. And then Kev was like, let me in. I was like, oh, my God, it's Tuesday.
So what I texted you and said, let me in. Whatever you do, not come to the door in a towel.
I haven't got that far yet.
Mm.
No, Feggy. We have a new member. The dog.
The silent minority.
Mm.
Is that his name? It's a really weird name for a dog. Aww. Hello, silent minority.
It's better than Feggy.
It's a really good name for a dog.
Mm.
Right. What have you been up to?
Mm.
I'll be eating crumpets, but they're too far away.
Do you want me to move them a bit closer?
Maybe. You tell me what you've been up to while I buy some crumpets.
Mm.
Okay. I went to the Denmark's. That was good.
Yeah?
Mm. The Denmark's.
Yeah, the Denmark. Coffee. I have this thing now, because I stay with the same family. Like, when I get there now, it's like a mum and her two kids.
Just so you know, that sounds really weird.
It is really weird, but when I arrive, like, I got there at, like, 5 o'clock. She's like, oh, come in, there's your room, blah, blah, blah. Dinner's at 6, so I go and have dinner with them.
That's quite nice.
It's really nice.
Do you think she's, like, trying to groom you to be the new dad?
I think she's about my age. Oh, right, groom me to be a dad. All right.
I don't think you could ever be groomed in that sense, though.
If, like... No, it doesn't work.
No, ask a question.
So if, like, a 40-year-old... Is it possible for a 40-year-old to get groomed by a 90-year-old?
Any grooming is effectively... Yeah, you can be any age to be groomed, because it's just manipulated.
But that wouldn't be illegal, though, would it? Of course it would.
I don't know, it depends how far it went. Are you... No, because what are you...
No, nothing's going on.
Is there a 90-year-old that's bothering you?
No, but, like, it's not illegal, Steph.
Well... Not in the sense of, like, doing it to an underage child, but, like, manipulating someone into doing things that they don't want to do, like, with mind games is a form of, like, abuse.
Yeah, like Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Oh, my God, it's brilliant. You need to watch Jessica Jones.
I've heard it's all right.
No, I mean, back me up.
It's all right.
You heard that from him?
Yeah, no, I've heard it from other people. And you know me, like, if it's going to be a superhero thing, it's got to be really, really good.
It's the best superhero thing I've ever seen.
Well, go and see Deadpool, because you're wrong.
Also, fuck you.
Yeah, also, kill yourself. No, it was really good. We should all go and see Deadpool. And
we always say this shit, we never go to anything together.
That's because you always pick stuff I don't want to see.
Point Break's finished at the cinema.
Yeah, no, it looked yesterday.
I listened to some old podcasts, right, recently, and... So many times, it's like, turn this shit off, let's go and do that. And like, we never do that. Whatever that is, we never do it.
No.
Like, there's films, there's like, you know. Have you even seen Star Wars yet?
That's disappointing.
You haven't seen Star Wars?
No.
What?
Where's that other knife? I want to put Nutella on. no, just I haven't since I was... Yeah, it's got Mama on it, though.
Okay.
No one's going to use this, right?
No. Just lick it.
I just licked it already. It's okay. I'm going to continue talking about Star Wars or whatever.
Well, me and you have seen Star Wars. We'll do a little Star Wars bit.
Yeah.
When I went to see Star Wars, it was one of the best things that's ever happened to me in my life.
Yeah?
Yeah. What about you?
I thought it was good. Like, you...
This is why I never go to see them. The glowing reviews from Owen is just too much.
All right, I'm going to address Steph. Right, when I went to see Star Wars...
Dress me?
Not dress you, address.
With my full title, please.
Okay, Miss Steph Scott. When I went to see Star Wars...
Yeah?
I was so excited. I got into the cinema, and we were at the IMAX 3D. I had my 3D glass on. I was sitting next to Lucy.
And you cried?
The opening credits happened. I just lifted up my glasses. I just had tears streaming down
was
my face.
Was this on the podcast that got deleted?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Oh, that's it, right then.
Yeah. Because I had the same experience watching Rocky.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, I much preferred that.
Really?
Yeah, the new Rocky film. Well, it's not new anymore, but the latest Rocky film,
yeah.
Creed, is probably my favourite film that I've ever seen, other than Point Break.
Better than Rocky 4?
Yeah, well, yeah. And let me tell you a little bit about Rocky 4. When I was a kid, like, watching them originally, obviously that was the best one, because that was kind of the most action-packed kind of one. But I watched them all back recently in chronological order.
That's a bit too much butter.
Yeah, just a bit. And it's not the worst one. Like, 5 is still the worst one. And maybe 3 is worse than 4 as well. But, like, the first 2 are definitely the best ones. What are you doing?
Sorry.
That's going to make so much noise.
Rocky 2 was brilliant. That bit at the end where the 2 punches are thrown and they both fall down. Oh, my God. And, like, it's just... Oh, no, it's just amazing. And they're both trying to get up. Oh, God, it's so good. In slow-mo.
Yeah.
Everything's good in slow-mo.
I feel like I definitely need to go and see them all.
I don't think you need to go anywhere to see them. I don't think they're going to show them at the cinema again.
They might if I ask nicely.
Oh, the IMAX is doing a thing at the moment. I think it's...
Films?
Yeah, well, no, it's doing something weirder. I was hoping this would happen. The Stevenage IMAX, I think it might be next Sunday. They're showing, like, 5 films throughout the day, and it's only £3 per film, the IMAX.
That is good.
It's things like...
It's normally about 16, isn't it?
More than that, I think. Yeah.
I think it's about 18 quid.
If it's a 3D one, it's like nearly 20, yeah.
It's ridiculous. I've got one of those unlimited cards, so I pay like 17 quid a month just to not see any films.
I used to love having an unlimited card.
Yeah, they're good. I would cancel it, but I figure I'd spend that money on other crap anyway, and you only need to go like once, and it's paid itself off pretty much.
Mm.
But you do have to pay extra for
it. Has it got photo ID on it, or can I use it?
It has got photo ID in it, but you could probably still use it anyway. I think I might even have it on me.
Because I've got a hat a bit like that now.
Yeah, don't wear the hat.
No?
I've seen pictures of the hat.
Oh, that's really mean.
I look damp.
I don't look like that.
Yeah,
I can't pull that face off.
Because the thing is, like, when I applied for it, you just sound like a guinea pig.
You as well.
They did a thing where you had to take the picture yourself, like on your webcam.
Mm.
And I think I was just like, yeah, fresh out the shower, and I thought, what's this for? And then now it's on there for like the last 10 years or whatever. Whose is that, by the way?
Yours.
I've had 2.
I've only want 2.
I think I've had 4.
When you go to Glastonbury, you have to do a similar sort of thing. I took a photo, it was the last time I lived here actually, so when I was like 18. And they had to take it against a blank wall, and so I took it against the back of my door, and I looked like a serial killer. It's so bad. Like...
I've looked like a serial killer on my old driving licence, but I don't on my current one. Mm. The thing that I was going to... Louise's, she's got an unlimited card as well. Hers looks like, I don't know, like a glamour shop from the Maxim or something like that. She's all like, I don't know, like it's obviously a picture from like Facebook.
It's like soft focus. Yeah. Like.
That's what everyone did with the Glastonbury photos. Like they all took them off Facebook because they had some kind of thing with like a blank white background. But because I'm an idiot and never put a normal face, I just take that and then, yeah, I look like a boss-eyed serial killer. It was awful.
Do you look as bad as that photo from that gig the other day?
No, oh my God.
I haven't seen that.
We did this gig where it was filmed and they took some photos of us. And I actually quite like it because I don't look that special.
Were your hands in it though?
But no, but there are a couple with the hands. I should put that as like a stipulation, please don't take photos of my hands. But both of us, but especially me, have got the most evil look. We're like glaring out into the crowd.
Really?
I'm not sure if it...
You look like you're either about to kill someone or you just killed someone and you're thinking, right, who's next?
Yeah, yeah, it's really intense. Like,
have
I
you
don't
not put
know.
It on Facebook or anything?
No, it's on Facebook.
Is it?
Yeah.
Shit.
But yeah, it's not good. But I quite like it in a way. I might use it and scare people.
Sounds good.
Sure. Yeah, but then there are plenty of photos. I just think, like, when you're a photographer and you take photos... I think you're obviously much more critical of yourself than anything else, but I just see my hands and I just want them out.
I see that. I think that when I see your hands. No. Just cut them off.
I was showing them to Daisy Keyboard the other day. She's like,
fucking hell, that's really mean.
Scaring kids. Shut up.
She's only 15. She hasn't seen AIDS. She's not ready for X-rated 18.
I honestly just thought she hasn't seen AIDS. And I was like, Jesus Christ,
they're
not that bad.
What else have you been up to,
Owen? I've been in the Denmarks, I guess. I've been in the Austrias.
Yeah, it's a bit of a shame that we never seem to cross paths there anymore.
No, I think that's for a reason.
Is it?
That gig that you came and joined before in Copenhagen. I think that was the end of our paths crossing. It's the first time I've ever met the overall manager of that bar.
We're both absolutely fucked.
Who is that man that keeps getting on stage with you? He was playing here last night. No, he wasn't.
I'm back there on next week, week after.
That's what you think.
I am. I
am,
bloody well am.
So is that it for what we've been up to, I reckon?
Yeah, man. We need to speak about that murderer thing in a minute.
Oh, God, yeah, okay.
So, James Bay at the BAFTAs. No, he was really good, wasn't he?
I didn't watch it.
BAFTAs?
Didn't
you?
No. Sorry, the Grammys.
I was going to say, what's he been in? he's really... Tori Kelly's got a friggin' amazing voice.
Yeah, it was good. They did that thing that we kind of do. They sort of mashed up two songs. They kind of got that idea from us.
Yeah.
We invented that, right?
I reckon so.
I think they did.
Did you see...
It's supposed to be news, by the way. Normally someone says news and then we talk about news.
News! News!
What were you banging on?
What were you about to say?
I was about to say, do you see Kendrick Lamar's performance?
No.
So everyone banging on about that as well?
It was really, really good.
What about Gaga at the Grammys?
I really liked that, as you could tell from my Facebook post, and everyone slated it.
It was just really funny. It was a bit like Jive Bunny. Yeah, there were too many songs going on.
They did this thing where I was upset. Too many songs. Where's the mid? I think she gets enough stick. I think she's got a fucking cracking voice.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone else could have done that. I watched other people do performances and be out of breath in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So
I think everyone, myself included, since the David Bowie thing, has been doing shit. David Bowie tributes, and I think that was one of the better ones that I've seen.
Mm. You haven't seen mine.
I can't imagine you doing
one. Do you have an animatronic piano?
He didn't really release much in the 90s, did he?
What do you think, Fergs? Say something. He's only ever barked twice.
Really?
Yeah.
What did he bark at?
I don't know. He's only done it twice and it was like a... It wasn't even a bark. I've never heard him do a proper bark.
Really?
Maybe when he went for an adventure the other week, maybe he did lots of barking then. Maybe he got it out of his system.
Well, that was the thing. I was nervous because I thought if he comes home, he doesn't bark. So, we wouldn't hear him outside the back door at, 1 a.m. He'd just sit there in the rain.
Just wait patiently.
Yeah. He's a very patient dog. You were in so much trouble, weren't you? Yes. That's his voice. Anyway, And I saw this, Stevie Wonder did a thing with the Pentatonix, and that was crazy good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't really see any of this stuff. I might have to look it all up.
Yeah, it's probably worth it. You should probably widen the berth of what you look at. Otherwise, people will think you're a James Bay stalker. Did you see that time he blew his nose? It's really good.
Something really funny happened the other day. I was doing a mic night, and I was with Peely, James Bay's bass player. Was there, and we were sitting outside.
Ding. New game.
And this guy came out, and he came up to us both, and he was like, have you two been on yet? I was like... No, he was like, I don't want to miss this. And he went inside, and I looked at Peely, he was like, I think he thinks you're James Bay. I was like, really? I haven't even got the hat. Yeah, so we didn't do any James Bay.
Six.
I thought that you were going to do like a James Bay.
Seven.
I did the James Bay mashup.
People should rewind this episode and there could be a drinking game. Anytime one of you guys bangs on about James Bay.
No.
Someone has to do a shot. I
mean,
Jim
Tow, I was lumped into there. Thanks for the hat.
Because you both just said it about 4 times within the last...
Anyway, let's talk about something else. Ninjas.
News. I thought you were going to talk about news. Ninjas aren't news. What are you talking about?
Well, I've got a question about ninjas. Anyway.
Okay.
Are they real?
Well, what do you mean?
Right, I know you get them in films, ninjas, but it just crossed my mind the other day. I saw a ninja in a film and I was like, is that actually a real thing? Like, do you get people that train in a martial art and then become a ninja? Is that a real thing?
I think so, but probably not, classified as a ninja. You just work for, what's the Japanese, mafia called?
Yakuza.
Yeah. I reckon that's the closest you're going to get to a ninja. Someone who's, stealthy and crazy. I don't think I could ever be a ninja.
I think I'd be a good one.
Yeah, I reckon you do. I just don't think they...
So you don't think they're just something that's been invented for TVs?
No, I think it would have stemmed back to like when they used to be like samurai and things like that. Yeah. As well. And there probably was a demand for them, but there's just a demand for Facebook now, really.
Yeah. And guns.
Yeah.
I'd be terrified if I saw a ninja.
You probably wouldn't see him. Yeah. That's the thing. Like, you won't see him.
Just see him before he kills me.
Yeah. I'd quite like to be killed by a ninja. I think it'd be quick. So it'd be alright.
That's a really weird thing to say.
Well, I'd quite like
to be killed in a burning building.
No, see, that's what I mean. That's a terrible way to die.
Okay. I read a thing the other day because I was looking up how likely you are to die in a plane crash. And
that's a good thing to look at before you go on a plane.
Well, I was saying about how safe it is, and you're much more likely to die in an airport than you are on an aeroplane and stuff like that. Yeah. But apparently, you're more likely to get killed by a shark than you are in a plane crash.
Yeah, you would be.
What do you mean, yeah, you would be?
But you're more likely to get killed by anything, pretty much, than the plane crash. For the amount of people that go on aeroplanes, to like, ratio-wise, like, I bet more people... Like, you're more likely to die putting on your socks. Do you know what I mean? Anything is more likely than
a
plane crash.
Quite a lot of people die by putting on their trousers.
Do around your house.
What?
Don't even know what that means.
Was it just the shark thing that got you back?
Well, it surprises me, because you're like...
You're angry about the fact.
No, but like, I just think you're more likely to... Well, you are more likely to die by, like, a coconut falling on your head and stuff like that than you are by... So why didn't they say that, rather than the shark?
Because people relate it to sharks, don't they?
Sharks and planes.
No, as in, like, deaths. Like, people nowadays know that it's not actually... You're not actually that likely to get killed by a shark. So
did you see that dolphin that got killed by selfies?
Oh, I didn't even read it. It upset me way too
much. Selfies aren't killed, are they?
It's crossed. Yeah, no, they, like, took a dolphin out of the sea and were taking selfies with it for, like, 2 hours, so it died. Just fucking it was horrible.
People are dicks, aren't they?
Yeah, it really stressed me out. Made me itchy.
But there was 10,000 sharks off the coast of Florida the other day.
Yeah, no one died, did they?
No, no one died. There was 10,000 of them.
They often are.
Mm.
What?
They often are, like you see. Yeah.
Is it a school or a shoal or what is it of a shark?
A murder. A gaggle.
A gaggle of sharks.
I don't know, actually. All my favourite sharks are, like... they're like sort of lone wolves, if you will.
Okay.
Oh, you don't like those schools, shark schools?
I'm not really interested in them.
I would go to shark school.
Yeah, I'd go to shark school.
Is that a new Jamie Oliver programme? Jamie's shark school.
Collective name for a group of sharks is...
A basque.
Wow, I've got a whole thing of animal collective nouns, but I literally can't find that, so you have to keep talking.
What else have you got to say about sharks?
I've got nothing else to say about sharks, but... I was thinking about something the other day, like when I met... Do you remember Pauline Fowler in EastEnders? Wendy Richards?
Yeah.
Well, I met her once, right?
Did you kiss her?
No, I didn't kiss her. Like, she gave me her autograph. And then she took my address. And then she sent me a signed photo through the post. But while I was talking to her...
There was a shiver of sharks!
A what?
A shiver of sharks.
Oh, wow.
You can have a shiver, a school, or a shoal. But I like shiver. Anyway, continue.
I said school, didn't I?
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, so I was talking to her, but there were like camera crews and stuff around, so it was a bit weird. And I actually thought to myself, and I don't know if you've ever got this urge, I was thinking like, while I was talking to her, I was thinking like, if I just like punched her really hard in the face now.
Oh, God.
No.
You know,
like,
that's called an intrusive thought.
Yeah, I was like, if I just punched her really hard in the face now, there's loads of cameras here, I get really, really famous really, really quick.
You'd also probably go to prison.
Do you not ever get that urge?
No.
Like, whenever I meet someone famous, I always think that.
I don't.
If I just butted them now.
Do you feel like that's maybe some kind of... deep-seated issue.
It's almost like Tourette's.
So, like, when you have an intrusive thought that you can't stop from coming out, that is when you are classified as Tourette's, whereas everybody has intrusive thoughts. So, like, sometimes...
Like, if someone says to you, oh, my dad's just died, and you go, ha, 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 ha!
No.
Like, that sort of thing. Like, you have the urge to laugh
or something like that. Awkwardness? Like, I laugh when things are awkward.
Yeah.
And it gets me in trouble quite a lot. But it's stuff like...
Well, if you're at a funeral and, like, your mind starts going...
Yeah, I could do this right now. Or, like, if you're walking down the road...
If I did this now, if I went up there and did that!
Do you not ever get into intrusive thoughts?
No, I don't think so. I think it would make me feel too awkward.
Shit.
And I think I'll just explode.
Yeah, that's what it's like. You're probably going to get them now that we've mentioned it.
Idiots.
Yeah. Oh, no, sorry.
Yeah, sometimes I get that. Like, sometimes I'm driving, then I think I could just, like, go into oncoming traffic. And die.
I've had a thing... They say that the biggest... what is it, like, mental barrier that humans put on themselves is, like, jumping, like, off a cliff or something.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I've had, like, when I've been, like, away and I've been up a really tall building, like, you do have kind of have that urge to...
That's it, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So I wanted to jump off buildings, but I never wanted to headbutt Pauline Fowler.
Yeah, I've never got the famous people thing.
Like, whenever I've met anyone famous, I've always thought that. What would happen now if I, like, I'm talking away? Oh, yeah, you can just give me an autograph. And I just got to grab them and bit them really hard, like, on the cheek.
I don't ever want to get famous and waste your friends, because you might bite me.
I won't bite you. You're not famous enough yet. Yeah.
What's this about?
We'll do that in a minute.
Oh, God, okay.
But yeah, so if you could punch a celebrity, who would you go for?
Weren't you going to punch Danny Dyer? Oh no, Danny Dyer was going to punch you in the face.
No, you wasn't.
Yeah,
it was. I probably wouldn't punch a celebrity.
Wouldn't you? What if, like, you could just punch one of them and get away with it? Like, nothing happened. No comeback. What about the astrologer guy? Russell Grant. Great to
Russell Grant, that's so weird.
Just really, like, go to town on him. Not in that way.
I wouldn't punch someone, but because, like, I think that's a bit aggressive.
Oh, okay, who would you really like to insult, Steph?
Heather Flanagan.
Who's that?
She's that girl that used to be in Coronation Street.
Weren't Richard or Judy, if you met them, and just absolutely no, tore
like
them
Richard.
To Yeah, but that'd make it even weirder, wouldn't it?
I guess so. I feel like maybe you need to go to anger management.
And I'm not angry.
I'm not angry, I just want to punch and bite everyone.
I don't really want to punch and bite everyone, it's just a thought. Don't hear you're going to hit.
I'm not going to hit anyone.
Yeah. Maybe you. Yeah. So we're going to talk about making a murderer?
Yeah, man.
Whoa, that was creepy. Do we need to separate this as a section? Like a review thing.
We can do that.
We can make a creepy making a murderer jingle.
Breakfast bear.
No.
Do your jingle, Steph.
No, it's going to be a surprise. I was just talking about making a murderer.
Do the jingle.
No.
I really liked it.
Never. You lost it now.
I finished making a murderer while I was in Denmark.
You finished making a murderer?
What's his name?
His name's Jeff.
Oh.
He's going to do my bidding. But we've all seen it, haven't we?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Not necessarily everyone.
No, but I think most people have seen it now.
I don't know if we can reach that conclusion. No spoilers.
No spoilers, but that man, that lawyer.
Oh, God, he is a scum of the earth.
What's his name?
Ken Dodd, I don't know.
Ken Kratz.
Len Kratz.
Oh, and do your voice.
Oh, my God, can you do the voice?
No, I can't do the voice.
There's a lot of...
Covered in sweat.
Oh.
Walking down a sweaty hall.
I went to the room and it was covered in sweat.
It's so laughable. I don't see how it passed. Like, how nobody at the time thought, that's not normal.
Okay, just to fill people in if they haven't seen it, it's a guy that got done for, like, a sexual crime, wasn't it, originally?
Yeah, rape.
And then 18... okay. Fucking hell.
Well, if we're going to tell him...
So
you can say murder, but you can't say rape. God, what sort of culture is this?
And then, like, 18 years later, like, they discovered evidence that proved that it wasn't him, so he got released. And then he was going to sue the police for £36 million. And then, like, just as that was about to go through...
The day before.
Yeah, they found a dead body on his property, so then he got done for murder. That's kind of
they didn't find a dead body on his property.
No, okay. Well, he got...
That's part of the excitement, isn't it?
Yeah. So, yeah, because they didn't find a body, did they?
No. Have you seen the really, really good conspiracy theories around who actually did it?
No.
Yeah.
Really, really good. Yeah, can really we talk good. About those or not?
I think we can after. I don't think we should on this, because I think if I was watching it, like, I would probably... Yeah. I've made a point of not looking anything
up. Yeah, so did I. I was really glad about that.
Mm.
But if you haven't seen it, watch it. It's really, really good. And like you say, that man...
The one thing people always say to me who haven't watched it, say, how can they stretch it over 10 hours? But, like, they can.
It was seamless, wasn't it? It was seamless.
There was no point where I was bored.
What I found really weird was the idea that it actually happened at all. Like, I don't understand how, like, people... Like,
it's a small town.
No, but I don't understand how it got made. The whole thing got made. I don't understand how those... It was just two directors. I don't understand how they thought, this is going to be a story. And they went to it. And they literally filmed the whole thing?
Because they had to defend the whole thing because people were saying, like, oh, it's unfair.
Yeah, but
like, what their point was. They just wanted to examine the American justice system.
And it just happened to get the best story ever.
Well, no, they knew it was a really famous story in America at the time. It was, like, massive. Like, even Max was saying, name drop, that he remembered the original, like, when he got let out of prison, he remembered that story, like, coming
Max
over here.
Max got let out of prison.
Yeah, he remembered, like, the whole, like, he's been in prison wrong for 18 years, like, rah, rah, rah. He remembered that story. So, like, imagine how big it would be in America.
Yeah.
That someone was, so they were saying they just wanted to examine the American justice system, but they just used DNA.
What I found really weird was, like, in England, like, if we tried to make it in England, like, that series, it would be a series of sketches, like, because you're not allowed cameras in courtrooms. Whereas
really
in there,
not,
like, the whole film was filmed in courts and stuff. It's just really weird that it was all allowed.
Yeah, very difficult.
Lots of American TV, like Breaking Bad, wouldn't have worked if it was set in England, would it? Because like, I've got the cancers. Yeah. Okay, let's treat you on the NHS.
One episode.
Fucking Cameron! Yeah, you're right. But anyway, yeah, watch Making a Murderer.
Yeah, I struggled with the first few episodes. It took me a while to get into it.
Yeah, because you couldn't really tell where it was going. Like,
yeah, and it's quite fact. Like, until you kind of realise what's going on. Like,
yeah,
I didn't really
a lot of recorded phone calls and stuff like that. But yeah, and also because they're what is their accent?
Deep
like Canadian,
isn't
it?
Yeah, it sounds like
not
Quebec or something. Like, it's not deep south in any way. Yeah, it's like French
boot
little
and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. That's something about accents, actually.
That was
like,
really
you know,
did
you
know
what,
this?
Me?
Yeah.
like, when you go, like...
Why do you look like a tree?
Like, in England, right, there's so many different accents. Mm. But when I'm in Denmark, and I've been to all different places, they all have, like, although they all speak English, they've all got the same...
Because they learn it through TV, don't they?
But, like, what I don't get is, in Denmark, for example, you haven't got, like... Geordie Danish and like Liverpudlian
Danish.
You
probably
do have different accents, but you just can't tell the difference to our ear.
When we went to Germany.
Even in Ireland, you've only really got Northern Irish. Sorry. You've only really got Northern Irish and Southern Irish, and the accents are very, very simple. Like, all over Ireland, the accents are very similar. I just find it really weird in our country. It's mental.
It's about the settling, though, isn't it? And where people.
It's about the air pressure.
I knew you were going to say that.
Sorry, Steph, I cut you off.
No, it's fine. It's a really boring fact anyway.
Okay.
Basically, when we went to Germany, my mum's best friend like moved there and married a German man. Like, from the... Which ones are we more friends with? If we're going to be more
East
friends
Germans.
With... Okay. Or, like, the North and South. Is that a thing? No?
North and... What? North Germany and South Germany?
Yeah. I know why there's an East and West Germany, but, like, okay, whatever. But anyway, she speaks German... With, like, the lilt of either one of them. And when we went over to the other side, they could tell.
Don't ever
and,
go
like, to
the other
me,
side.
German just sounds the same, but because you don't speak it as your native tongue.
Okay.
But that was...
Because in America, like...
Loads of different accents.
There's loads of different accents, but it's so big, it would even stand to reason that a state... Because their states, or some of their states, are as big as our country. It would stand to reason that one of their states would have, like, different dialects.
All of their
dialects.
States are bigger than our country.
Are they all?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it would stand to reason, but, like, you don't get that.
Yeah,
because
just because it's bigger, though, it's, like, more sparsely populated, isn't it?
Mm. Didn't really have a point. It was just just interesting.
Just accents as well.
Yeah. And animals, though, they have them as well, don't they?
We had,
like, yeah, we had that. But yeah, we discussed that, and that's true. Like, French ducks, English ducks, different voices.
Right.
Why? Anyway, I had a dream the other day. Do you want me to tell you about my dream?
It depends.
What happened?
You were in it.
Oh, God.
It wasn't sexy.
Yeah.
So I had this dream, and in this dream, I was sitting down watching telly, and then I was watching the telly, and then the person on the telly was like a puppet. And they were like, "Yeah." So basically, and I was just talking like a human. It was like, "Yeah," but basically, like, this is happening now. So, like, you better get used to it. And I looked out the window, and a bus drove past, and all the people on the bus were puppets. Like, and I sort of went.
Have you been watching a lot of
it? It was absolutely terrifying, right? And I sort of like went out running into town, and like there were some normal people, but most of them were turning into puppets. And I was like, oh my God, it was horrible. I'm thinking about making it as a film. But it ended, I went back to the house, and Tom was there, and he was sitting watching telly. He was like, "Daddy, it's fine, everything's gonna be okay." I was like, "What?" He said, like, "Trevor McDonald's on the news, he said it's all gonna be okay," and he's sitting there watching the telly. And I went around to look at the telly, and Trevor McDonald was like, "So everything's back to normal now." And he was a puppet. And what it was like, the puppet thing had happened first. And then they'd become humans, and like they were just turning back into puppets. So that was the actual reality. Oh my God, it was terrifying.
I don't like the sound of that.
And it ended with me just looking down at my hand, and my hand just going. Oh.
It does sound like a short.
It was
horrifying.
Oh God, it was terrible. But you guys were in it. You were puppets.
Oh,
it was
I don't
horrible.
Really like puppets or anything. They're a bit creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I probably wouldn't mind if I was actually one, then I wouldn't know any different.
No,
yeah.
I think once you changed,
and especially if I used to be a puppet and I knew that I've come back to being what.
I guess that's kind of okay.
You don't have to do anything. That's quite good.
Because like, because then other puppets, they wouldn't be different to me. It's only things that are different to me. That I don't know.
Silent minority, quickly leave.
Oh dear! Do you want me to tell you what this is?
Yeah, what is that? BSBB.
Okay.
Oh shit!
I've done a little chart.
Okay.
This is, you know, my guinea pigs, Badger and Skinny Pete.
Oh my God.
Right, at night, like, they've got a little house, and like sometimes one of them like sleeps on top of it, and sometimes one of them sleeps inside it. So I've done a little chart. So that's who's gone to bed in the house, and that's who's woken up in the morning in the house. What do you think about that as a table? What does it tell you? It
tells you that guinea pigs do what they want.
It tells you that Skinny Pete goes to bed earlier or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Badger.
Because I wanted to know if they shared
it. Doesn't tell me much, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
No, I wanted to know if they shared it.
I think, unless what you need to do
tell you what's really exciting, look, if you look at this top bit, so it goes badger, badger, skinny, badger, skinny, skinny. Down here, badger, badger, skinny, badger, skinny, skinny.
Do you think they've got, so like
they've repeated the pattern.
Like divorced people sharing a kid, they share the house. So, like, we've got it on rotation.
I'm not... I don't know.
The thing is that they've got quite small bladders and brains, probably, so they probably get up more than once in the night. You're only seeing... There could be, like, five other transitions.
Yeah,
there could be another guinea pig in there at times.
Better not be. I wish there was. I was really, really... Like yesterday, I got, like, skinny out. I was really, really looking at his mouth.
Did you want to punch it or kiss it?
I wanted to kiss it.
Oh.
But like,
he's bestiality. That's a crime.
Yeah. Like, it's really, like, it's just like, they've got little lips. I never even realised. And I went over to Lucy and I was like, hello, Lucy. And I was doing the matey boy Krantz voice. Are you sweaty? But with his little mouth going, like, no. Oh man, it's so funny. Oh God, obviously we're here now.
It creeps me out. Sometimes I used to put jumpers on the dog.
I think Fergie would eat them immediately if they were here now.
That'd be a bit mean.
I don't know. I think any other dog I had would have eaten them, but he...
Can you stop talking about eating my guinea pigs?
So we eat his guinea pigs.
Don't eat my guinea pigs.
Where do they eat guinea pigs? Yeah, Peru. Is that a thing? Yeah.
Did you see my hat? See what happened to my hat?
It's got its own, like, travel page.
Yeah, who did that?
My friend Becky, I did a gig there, like, the Vic, and at the end of the night, my friend Becky stole my hat. And I was like, oh, and I messaged her, I said, have you got my hat? She was like, no. And then suddenly, that Facebook page appeared. My hat has been on all sorts of adventures.
If people can't think that this is unacceptable, if someone stole my hat, I would just lose my shit. That would be, they would be finished.
It's probably my favourite part.
They would have triggered an unfortunate sequence of events, which would have ultimately ended in their demise.
That's my favourite part of every gig, just waiting for that one person to come up to Owen going, can I borrow your hat? And watching them go...
No, I said I'd never hit anyone.
It starts with the gentle, oh no, sorry. And then like they get closer and closer and you can see them like, don't you fucking touch me.
I like the way they got closer like this.
Yeah. Oh no. Well, I've shared your pain. I've shared my story of the time.
Mm.
Sunglasses, hats. Take them down.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm in this onesie.
But to be fair, like that hat has got its own Facebook page. It has got a lot of likes. And it seems to be having a good time. Did you see that, like, last night it was on Han Solo's head? Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, it's like... Sometimes it's like the tagline just said, sometimes the hat just needs a better head to stand on.
Wow.
Well, that's a little bit mean, but, you know.
So you don't want it back?
I do want it back, they can have it for a little while. Oh. As long as he comes back one day in one piece.
What if he never wants to come back? He's having a much better time.
I don't think he will. I think he'll always want to come home. Okay. The thing is, it is my best hat.
Best hat.
And it's my newest one as well.
Better than that beanie hat that you
wear. Do you like the beanie hat?
No, you look like a bad kind of burglar.
There's a reason I can't wear a beanie hat. And it's similar to the reason you can't wear a beanie hat.
A beanie hat!
It's about the shape of your face.
Cheers, mate.
I look like I've got a terminal illness. You...
look like a bad burglar.
Yeah. It's okay. Like, Constance, beanies aren't meant for everyone. Girls can only wear them if they've got long hair, because then they can see the hair underneath it, and it has to be thick hair. So that's why I can't wear it.
Cheers, Steph.
That's okay. I'm being your friend. Oh, we spent the first 5 minutes talking about my AIDS-like hands, so I can tell you about the beanie.
Yeah, okay.
It's okay, though. It's okay.
Had all the terminal illnesses in this episode, haven't we?
Yeah.
Cancer, AIDS.
Beanies.
That's it.
Is that it, then?
Are we going to try and bash out another one?
If we are going to finish this one, we need to finish this one. We can't just start talking about this now. It's been like 30 minutes.
So we're going to do two short ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you're going away and then I'm going away.
And then I'm going away.
You're going away as well?
Yeah.
And I'm going to Lanzarote as well.
Okay, let's finish this.
Okay, well, we normally do a... Do you do some kind of...
Game!
Yeah.
Game. Should we do that one where we talk? In fact, I don't even know, because I think this was on the one that got deleted, so I don't think this game's ever happened on here before.
No, probably hasn't, actually.
Okay, so I'm going to say a name, and then you need to say a famous person with that name, and then we go around.
Okay.
Wait, explain that again, what?
Well, I'm going to say a Christian name, first name for atheists.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to say the first name, and then you need to say a celebrity with that name, and then you need to say a celebrity, and we just go round until someone can't go. Okay. Who's going to go first?
You, it's your game.
Yeah. Okay. Stephen.
Stephen Gerrard.
Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Gately.
Does Stephen Avery count?
Yeah.
Yep.
Stephen Merchant.
Steve the Hitman Hart? Was that him?
That was Brett.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Seven, you're out.
Yeah.
Okay, so would we start with a new name?
Yeah.
Do you have to give us a new name?
No, you go now.
Fred.
West.
Flintstone.
Fred Durst.
Fred Astaire.
Oh, I was going to say that. Kruger.
Oh, no.
Can we use fictional people? Freddie Mercury?
Oh, Freddie Starr.
I thought we just had him.
No.
Freddie Flintoff.
Oh! Freddie. I'm out.
Right, Freddie Starr, I just remembered something. Like, when I was young, when I was about 17 or 18, do you know who Freddie Starr is?
Yeah.
Is that comedian who ate a hamster?
Allegedly.
Yeah. There was a bit where he went mental, and he was in Hitchin, and, like, apparently he went off to this, like, this bit where there was, like, a caravan park, and he went up there, and, like, people were trying to go to him and stuff, and he was pulling guns on them and stuff. And I remember, like, about four or five of us, we were about 16, 17, he was like, let's have an adventure. Let's go and find Freddie Starr. And we tried to get to where he was, see if he'd shoot us.
Wow.
Didn't find it, though.
So
your turn for the name.
No, we know him wins because we both got out.
Yeah, but we've only done one.
Yeah, but then otherwise it then just continues on, doesn't it?
Just do one each. That could be the thing.
Okay. So I need to do a name.
Yeah.
Oh God. Let's have girls. Amy Adams.
I don't know if there's anyone else with that name.
No, okay, Amy.
Okay.
Amy Adams.
Winehouse.
Amy Jo Johnson, the pink Power Ranger. Apparently she's a musician as well.
Really?
Really?
And did you know that the yellow Power Ranger tragically died in a car crash in 2001?
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Aww.
It might be on...
And did you know that the Power Rangers was voted the 11th most racist thing of all time?
Why was it racist?
Because the yellow Power Ranger was the Asian one. The black Power Ranger was the black
one. Oh, really?
Yeah. And the best Power Ranger was the white one.
Speaking of racism, well, not racism, but speaking of race, Tom said to me the other day, like, why is it black and white people, like, in the world? Like, he said, why aren't white people called pink? I don't know if he was just basing that on me.
There was that poem that you were telling me about.
Yeah, whereas a man said it's called, like, half-caste, and he's basically saying, like when you're sick, like, he's a half-caste man, he's like, when you're sick, you're, like... blue, when you're cold you're blue, when you're sick you're green, when you're mad you're red, when you're kept blue. And then he says, like, when I'm sick I'm black, when I'm this I'm black, like, and you have the, like, call me coloured.
Oh, nice.
I think he didn't like that poem, did he?
He's gone.
Go to you, Ewan.
It's your turn on the Amy's.
Just hoping I got out of that. I forgot, I don't have any more Amy's.
Amy Smart, I've won.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Go on then, Owen. Okay, we'll speak to you on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, as always.
I tell you what, I really want, like, because I was in Denmark the other day and someone...
Were you?
Yeah, no, no, no.
Just so you haven't mentioned it.
Oh, yeah, and...
James Bay?
And James Bay, no. I was in Denmark the other day and someone came up to me in a pub and said, you Kev, aren't you? I was like, yeah, from Breakfast Bad. And I was like, whoa! Like, and she was like, yeah, she said, we did become friends, like, early last year. She said, I'm like, I've never spoken to you on Facebook. She said, but I do watch the podcast, I do listen to the podcast. So I was like, that's cool. So there are people out there that we don't know that listen. If one of them, just one, gets in touch, we're going to give you some money.
Whoa.
Are we?
You can give them some money.
Because I find it weird.
Why don't you give them that fake Danish money that you've got?
No, because you're going to take, because it's worth 100 quid.
Well, is it? It's fake. It's worth nothing.
It's not fake, it's just out of circulation.
Whatever.
You better be able to change it back.
See you, man.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
Okay, bye.
Bye.